Today's daf is Masechet Brachot Daf Zayin. We know there's a halacha that a person is supposed to say Baruch Dayan Emet over terrible news. Sometimes it really is an impossible task. But the halacha is Kashem She Mevarchin Al Tov, just as we're meant to bless over good news, we say Atova Ameitiv. So too, on bad news, on terrible news, on sad news, we are meant to somehow keep our composure and bless Hashem at our greatest moments of crisis. In trying to understand Hashem's ways and the sometimes painful and tragic realities of our world is an age-old dilemma. Why do bad things happen to good people? Moshe's great moral and theological dilemma. And he wasn't the first to question HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu and the destruction of stone before him, Iyov, Yirmiyahu, and so many others, all the way through history, culminating, of course, with the questions, the great questions after the Shoah, after the Holocaust. What emerges from the daf is not an answer, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unequivocal. Humans are limited. We're finite beings. Despite Moshe's best efforts, really the best we are given through Moshe is V'ra'isa Zachorai. I will show you my back. I will show you what's behind me. Which Rav Chana Bar Bizna, B'Shem, Reb Shimon, Chasida, explains to mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol showed Moshe Rabbeinu the kesher of his tefillin, the knot of his tefillin. The kesher, of course, referring to the knot at the back of the tefillin shel rosh, the head tefillin. What is the idea behind this cryptic statement? Only 2 days ago, we had the passage in the Gemara which describes the beautiful psukim, the beautiful verses that are contained in Hashem's tefillin. A perspective on this is that tefillin represent our vertical relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our shevach, our praise that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while Hashem's tefillin, the psukim written in Hashem's tefillin, represent His kavod in the world through us. Hashem's way of interacting with our world, Hashem's way of acting in our world, manifest through the knot of the tefillin, manifest through the kesher of the tefillin, that even though there are the straps that represent the multiple emanation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tov and the Ra, everything that we see and experience around us, they all emanate from one source. So even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it states earlier in today's daf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitpalel, sheyichbushu rachamav, his midah terachamim, Hashem's attribute of mercy should conquer his midah of anger. That somehow, some way, the Dayan Emet is also the Tov Meitiv, all coming from the same source of Rachamim. Shabbat Shalom.